Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Yom Tov. Dine Shechita, right? Doing Shechtin on Yom Tov. I'm sure we see that all the time, right? Let's get to Gimel. I think that's where we left off. Gimel. Tav, Sadi, Chet, Gimel. Behemot sheyotzereot l'chutz l'tchum uva'ot vilanot betoch ha'tchum. So you have these animals that half the time or often they're outside the tchum, but then they're often inside the tchum. Okay? So in other words, since they're often in the tchum, they're not muksa. You have in mind that you're going to be eating them. Now, it's not a problem of animals going in and out of a tchum. It's a problem for us to, if we own it, right? Whoever, tchumin, we learned already, it's all dependent upon who owns it. It's a problem for me to carry an animal in and outside a tchum. It's a problem for me to go in and outside of the tchum. But it's not a problem for the animal. The animal itself, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell the animal, you're not allowed to walk. So the animal itself is allowed to go inside, in and outside a tchum. And so that's the case. The animal's doing it on its own accord. And just as an aside, if it even started inside the tchum and then went out and then came back in, we learned that even for objects, that's mutter when it's anusim. So, okay, this is an aside. So there's no issues of tchumin over here since the animal's walking himself. Since these are your animals, omdin la'achila, so the fact that they go in and out of the tchum is no problem whatsoever. So you're allowed to shech them. Aval, haro'od v'halanot chutz la'tchum. Now, these are animals that they just stay outside the tchum. They're not regulars. They're not your b'nei bayit. They don't live in your home or in your fence. So then, im ba'u b'yom tov ein shochatim yom tov neshehen muktzim. So you can't shech them because they're outside of the tchum. You weren't thinking about them. They're not on your mind, and therefore ve'ein das anshei ha'ir aleihen. So since no one's thinking about them, they're ki'ilu muksa, and they are. Say stamba, they're muksa, and you didn't have a mind, and therefore they're not set aside to be used on Yom Tov, so you can't use them. Right? And it's an issue of muksa, not tchum. Now, we're talking about where you need to make sure you have them in mind that they're omed la'achila. Right? We learned this already. That's only by Jewish animals, because then you have an issue of regular muksa, as opposed to tchumin. Aval shel einu Yehudi, but if these animals, they live outside the tchum and they belong to a non-Jew, well, a non-Jew we learned, leit behum mishum muksa. Any objects that are owned by a goy, we don't call them muksa set aside. It takes a Jew to actively or inactively set something aside when you have no intention to possibly be using them on Yom Tov. But a non-Jew doesn't. It's not given that status to make things muksa and set aside not to be used. The ein hayuni ein yehudi tzarich hachin. A Jew is not obligated in Hilchos Shabbos. He's not obligated in making things muchan, mezuman, v'chule. So therefore, like this, if it's not muksa, and if the animal is going in and out by itself, there's no problem with tchum. However, Elaim came bao bishvil Yisrael sha'az asa. But if the non-Jew brought it himself, he pulled the animal, he brought the animal, michutz latchum, he carried it, whatever. And so there's no problem of muksa, but it's a problem of now, since the goy did it, if he did it for a Jew. If the goy brought it outside the tchum for a particular Jew, or all the Jews in the town, if most of the town is Jewish, so then that's called that the non-Jew did something on purpose for a Jew. So by tchumin, that is a problem. For all the other, if he brought it for one specific Jew only, and then also then other Jews are allowed to benefit. We're talking about she'az asur for that particular Jew. Okay. Lefichach ene yudi sheheivi behemah b'makolin. So if the non-Jew brought it, perish makom shesham shochatin ve'yom, he brought it from a place where they are shechtin. If we know for sure that the animals came from outside the tchum, and the non-Jew brought it in to a Jewish city where most of them are Jewish, then asurot. Ve'im safik, if you're not sure, maybe he brought them in from outside the tchum before Yom Tov, maybe it was on Yom Tov, we don't know, then mutaros, it's mutar. Afilu ba'al etzorach Yisrael, even if he brought it for a particular Jew, or the whole city, if the whole most of the city is Jewish. Because it's a suffix, in this case it's a suffix, maybe he brought it in erev Yom Tov, I don't know. Shehamukza hochim b'sveiko lahaka. Now you hear the word muksa is used loosely, it's not about muchan or mezuman, here he means tchumim. So here, whenever you have a suffix of tchumim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins here, you go after, you go lahakel. Sfeiko batchumim is lahakel. Okay, so that's a clear halacha you see over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, some of the Achronim point out, wait a second, if you look in a couple other simanim, Shulchan Aruch paskins, sfeiko batchumim is aser. So, what's the deal? So, anyway, so here it's clear. The Shulchan Aruch paskins what he paskins. The Sfardim would follow the Shulchan Aruch, and the Kaf HaChaim explains. It's very simple. In the other cases, the other two other cases, the Mishnah Berurah points out, those cases are talking about fruit that may have been mechubar also on Yom Tov. Maybe it was those cases were cases of maybe it was mechubar and maybe it was a tchum. So you have a double problem. In that case, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer. But in our case, it's just an issue of, and there's animals, there's no chashash, it was mechubar. The only issue is tchumin, and if it's a clear, simple case of safek tchumin, which is a Mr. Derabanan, you go lahakel. Fine. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are, they paskin generally lahachmer, unless there's any other kind of tzad, sveik sveika, safek yom tov sheni, maybe there was a little bit of a chazaka that it was mutter. Any other little tzad, then there'll also be a mekel. Okay, then follow the Shulchan Aruch. Let's finish. V'im, where are we, right? V'im safek mutaris, we just read that, right? Here, I'll read this again. V'im, sorry if I didn't. V'im safek, now you have a question mark. Mutaris v'il ba'al etzorach Yisrael, sh'amuk tzohokim sveiko lahakel. V'im hevi'um etzorach ha'eni Yehudi. Now if you bring it, if the non-Jew brought it specifically for a non-Jew, or a filu stam, be'ir sheruba enam Yehudim, or any city, without making any specification, as long as the city is mostly non-Jewish, mutar, then you're allowed to benefit. Shekola, maybe, letzarech harov, maybe, because whenever a non-Jew does something, we always go after the rov if he doesn't specify who it's for, and if a goy brings something to chutz tchum, there's no iser of tchumim, and again, there's no problem of muksa, muchan, or mezuman, because it belongs to a non-Jew. Okay, dalet. Behemoth yedos lalun. Chutz latchum v'nimtzu ba'ir b'yom tov. I'm reading the word yom tov, because most of the poskim changed the word sheni, and they put in the word tov, because it's referring to yom tov, and the halacha should be the same, most say, between the first day and the second day. Right? There is a machlokas if one should be machmer lachatchila, but whatever. The Ikar halacha seems to be biyom tov, rishon, or sheni. It's the same halacha, but it's mutter. So let's read again. V'heimer sayaduas lalun chutz latchum. If these animals, they live outside the tchum, you know that. V'nimtzu ba'ir biyom tov, and you find them in your city on yom tov, rishon, or sheni. Ani omer shema mi be'erev ichnisan v'chutz lachom alanu umutaros. So you can say, well, assuming that's, you know, being honest, maybe they came in erev Yom Tov. We find the animals on Yom Tov. I just don't know if it traveled chutz atchum on Yom Tov or if it came before Yom Tov. So then, it's a mutter. So it's similar to the case of sfeiko lahakel again. And then you have the same thing, you have the same, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah would be machmer here too, if it's Yom Tov Rishon with no other tzad lahakel. But if there's any other kind of possible chazaka issues, sveik sveika, then there'll be even mekel Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins mutaros. Kol shekein hashchutas habokar. Certainly, if you find them all shechted, ready to go in the morning, shechazaka mi ba'er nichnisan letoach hatchum. Because if you find them all ready in the morning, shechted and prepared for you, then you can assume that they were already brought in the day before. Because how much is going to happen in the middle of the night? Okay. Hey. Ego shenolad biyomtov. Now here you have a calf. Right, baby calf, by definition, it was born on, the case is, it's born on Yom Tov itself. Mutar l'shachto yimeim amed l'achila. So can you eat it? So it depends. If it was shechted, if it was born before Yom Tov, so then it needs to be where it was, you set it aside for eating. If it was born on Yom Tov, so then when Bein Hashmasha started, when Yom Tov started, it goes after the mother, because it's still inside, it was still a fetus. If it was only born on Yom Tov, when Yom Tov started, it was in the mother, it was the fetus. So then, if the mother was Omed La'achila, so then it's, so then Mamela, the calf is also Omed La'achila. If the mother is Omed for other reasons, like you just want to keep on using it to raise more calves, and you know you're not going to want to shecht it, so then it's not Omed La'achila, and then the ego would also be Asa. So this case is, the mother and now the calf that's born on Yom Tov is Omed La'achila, that's the case. So then what's the halacha? It's going to be mutter l'shochto v'hu, on the condition, tikim le begavei shekalu lo chadashav. This is on the assumption that you know it was born in full term, right? And it filled all of its months. And then you know it's going to be a stum. It's a healthy, viable animal. So for cows, for gasas, it has to be reached into the ninth month. And for dakas, sheep, for example, it needs to be reached into its fifth month. And then we say, when it's born, it's going to live. You don't have to worry about it. Okay? So that's the case. As long as you're dealing with a healthy animal, you're good. Let me just finish reading this, and then we're going to make a qualification. Haga, Ruba'inan gam came shehifri salgabi karka. The Ramah says not only that, it needs to be born, if it's born, so the main condition is it needs to be kalulei chadashav, so that you know it's going to live. And the second thing that needs to happen is it needs to stand. Shehifris. It has to be able to stand on the ground. If it can stand on the ground, then you know it's healthy and it's viable. If it can't stand, so then you have to wait. Now, the lachas brought down in Yeridea that nowadays we're not bekeen on kalul chadashav. I did not investigate if nowadays anything's different, but I'm sure it's probably all the same. And bein kach, the minhag is not to shecht anyways, except for chicken, so whatever. So bottom line, it's not exactly nogea, but just to understand, in general, we don't follow, like all year, we're not what's it called, bikin in the kalul chadashav, the five or nine months, whatever. So then, what do we need to do? Well, the ma'isa, we just have to make sure it can walk. It just has to be able to. Where did I write it down? The issue of nolad. It's an issue of muksa. This doesn't apply because it was born. I know it's funny because of nolad, you would think it'd be a problem. The animal is the same. Nolad is when the object itself changes, not when something is born. It's like, it has to do with nolad, even though it's the same word, nolad, doesn't apply to being born because the fetus, the calf, there's no difference between in and outside the animal. So if it was muchan for eating, at Bein Hashmashos, inside the mother, and it's muchan afterwards. So it's silly to call it muksa. It's not set aside not to eat. No, it is set aside to eat. You're going to shech the mother or wait for it to come out. But you're always having in mind to be eating it. When we say nolad, it changed into a new item. And it didn't exist before. So mamela, it's muksa. Because it's not shayach to be thinking about it. Because it was something else before. Here, yeah, it's a very interesting point. Okay, so nowadays, what do you have to do? You just have to wait for the animal to walk Dalet Amos. And then you're good. Just to know that it's going to... So you see that it's healthy and there's no problem with the animal. Okay, let's finish. The Chayshinan, the Gemara continues... So you just want to make sure there's that it needs to stand up so that you make sure there's no reusa, no problems with the animals, and everything is fine, and we're good to go. Okay. V'im hayu Shabbat v'yom tov muchani smuchim zelaze. If it's a two-day, well, not two-day Yom Tov, but a two-day item, oh, Kol Shekein two-day Yom Tov. If it's Shabbos next to Yom Tov, and right, so then Nolad Bazeh, Mutar Bazeh. Anything that, if the animal was born on one, then it's going to be Mutar for the other one. Okay.
And you cannot shech them both together.
We don't, right, that's a separate issue, but yeah, not to shecht on the same day. Okay, let's go to Vav. Okay. Right, but those are two separate days, so that's not a problem. Even if it would be muksa for one day, it wouldn't be muksa, you don't have to worry about it for the next day. Vav. Behema mesukenet shiare shama tamut. An animal that... it looks like it might die. Okay, the health is not in a good situation. Okay, obviously we're not talking about a diseased animal where it's unhealthy. We're talking about it looks like it's going to die. And it's healthy to eat. Sheyare shama tamut. So you want to shecht it right away because as soon as it dies, it becomes an avela, and then you can't eat it anymore. So you want to, even though it's going to die, it could die any minute. It doesn't matter, as long as it's not a trefa. And not a nevela, right? Nevela will be dead already. You can shecht it, and that's mutter to eat. It's called a shchuta and not a nevela. Once it dies, every animal has to be either a nevela or a shchuta. Trefa is optional. Could or could not be a trefa, but an animal has to be one or the other when it's dead. Okay, so you want to have a shchuta so it's kosher to eat. And you don't lose all your money, because, right? You own the animal and you don't want it to lose all the value. So what happens? So you want to save the animal before it dies to shecht it. And this, let's say this happens on Yom Tov afternoon, and you're full. You already ate. You don't want to eat more animal. So then, so it depends. If you have enough time in the afternoon to shecht it, grab a kezayit of muscle, of meat from the basar, from the animal, and you can at least do an edible tzliya. You can roast it, grill it long enough to cook. Doesn't take long to cook one kazayit piece of meat. So then, as long as you have time for that, then you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov, even if you're full, and even if you're not gonna eat it. You just has to be able to eat it. Even if you don't even have a time to do bedika, summer machmer, you need to have time to do bedika, but mikra din, it's fine. As long as you're able to do, even if you don't, and hefsid muru, you're going to have a big hefsid over here. So then you, okay, so then you shecht it. U'kishiyei shahut bayom, u'shechata. Now, let's say you have time later on in the day to shecht it. You have time in the day to shecht it. You have whatever, you have however long it takes, half an hour maybe. So you have a few hours in the afternoon. You have plenty of time, or you're half an hour, whatever the zman is. Depends how quick, how fast you can work. Eino notel ora ela inkein shia mimeno evar echad umevio imo. So the issue over here is, okay, so now you shechted it in the afternoon, right? You had enough time. So now, if you flay it completely, right, you're allowed to do hefshet, you're allowed to, but if you do completely flay it, then it becomes muksa. The leather is muksa. Now, we learned the hide. Now, we learned by a behema bria, if it's a healthy animal, we actually let you do a hefshet the whole thing, and we let you move the whole thing, because if we don't let you move it, move the ore, we're afraid you might not shecht it, and you're going to lose out on Simchas Yom Tov, so therefore, we let you. But here, we go after the ikur din, where it should be a muksa, and we don't let you move the hide, because we're not afraid that we're going to remove your Simchas Yom Tov. You're not shechting it to eat for Simchas Yom Tov. You're shechting it so you don't lose your money. And so you don't have to encourage anyone not to lose money. That's natural. So therefore, if you have nothing, if the hide is purely hide, it has no usage, and we call it muksa. But as long as you have a piece of meat still attached to the ore, then since the meat is not muksa, because you can eat it, right? There's ochel nefesh by meat, there's no ochel nefesh by the ore. So since as long as it's still attached to some meat, then you're allowed to move the whole, you're allowed to move all the hide. Okay? So, now some say, now remember, we learned to do hefshet of the ore on an animal, that's one of the lamed tet melachos. Now, you're allowed to do it if you're gonna, you want letzarach ochel nefesh to eat the animal. So, if a normal case, you want to shech the animal to eat on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do hefshet, no problem. Right? Flaying, skinning the hide, no problem. But if you're just doing, call it harama, to save yourself from losing the value, and you're not going to eat it. You're just, if you get hungry, if orchin come, guests come, and then you're going to want to cook it, so that's what makes it al mutter. So therefore, and brings the whole thing down also to an iser darabanan, even if you're not planning to eat. So letzarach hefsin mamon, you're allowed to do the shechta. You're allowed to shecht, even though you're not going to eat it, on Yom Tov, because it's only an iser darabanan, because midaraisa, that's not a problem, because maybe someone's going to show up at your door and say, I'm hungry. So anyways, let's get back to the point. So you're allowed, so, Elin Cain, so the Rama says, if you know that you're shechting in order not to lose the animal, but you're not going to eat the animal at all, you're just doing it to save your money, he says, lechatchila, you're not supposed to do hefshet in this case. The poskim say, mikra din, you are allowed to, even the poskei Ashkenaz. But again, it depends on the situation and how close you are to Yom Tov being over, you know, if it makes a difference. Because if you leave it attached, you're going to end up you can end up losing the hide or part of the hide if you let it sit attached to the animal and everything starts to get smelly. I'm not an expert on the whole process, but if you're going to lose the value, mikar adin, you are allowed to flay it, even for the sake of not losing money from the hide itself. The same thing applies by chickens. Chickens, I don't think it's so common, but it's 100% mutter, even according to the minhag, to shecht chickens on Yom Tov. So there, what about if you're only doing it on a mesukenet in the afternoon, and you're not planning to eat it? So the same issue applies to the skin with the feathers, plucking the feathers. That's also okay. Fine. Same then. Zion. If you shecht an animal in the field, even you don't carry it outside. You cut it up into pieces, into limbs, and you carry it in your hand. You don't carry a whole full animal on your shoulder on the stick because of uvdin dechol. Okay. Let's do another one. Now, you have a bird, and it got stepped on its legs. And you're afraid maybe you have now a trefa issue, you have one of the bones or something related to the animal that'll make it into a trefa. That's what we'll learn in Yaradeya. But you have something that's there that might make it a trefa. So then, what's the halacha? You have to wait 24 hours and do a bedika. Again, we're not bikim in this bedika, so you just have to let it walk dalet amos. You don't have to wait 24 hours and you don't have to do a bedika, you just have to make sure it can walk normally, looking normal, a regular walking for a chicken, how a chicken walks, dalet amos. Okay, v'lachin tzarek shia mi'lei v'dika achar ha-shchita, that's the Shulchan Aruch times. That you just have to, it doesn't have to walk, you can just, you had the option in those days, but you can just wait 24 hours and look at it. It doesn't have to walk. Mutar, but it's a chumrah. We have to make sure it walks. Mutar l'shachto b'yom tov, and you are allowed to shacht it. Okay, so then you have to. You could only shacht it after 24 hours in a bedika, or for us after it walks. Dalar amos. Even though something happened to it that you still have to, you're worried about it, it's not a problem. You're allowed to shecht it, and you don't have to worry about it maybe becoming a trefa. Okay, let's see if we should stop and do one more. Maybe we'll stop, yeah? Fine, stop.